tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney over at CRN, and she'll put you on the air with us at 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the studio by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There is no better way to bond with your pets. And with your cats, you can do so with the product from VitaCraft called Lick and Lap. It has five packets on the inside of this one treat, which is amazing. It's a creamy gel that your cats will absolutely fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can also find it in pet stores, but you can order it at Walmart.com. By the way, you can watch us on our new camera right now on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. It's kind of cool. Moves around now, which
Shadow
is kind of neat. The Shadow Cam. Devin came up with the name for it. This is Talkin' Pets.
Trouble while others don't. There's a thousand reasons I should go about my day and ignore your whispers, which I wish would go away. Oh, oh. You're not a voice, you're just a ringing in my ear. And if I heard you, which I don't, spoken for, I fear. Everyone I've ever loved is here within these walls. I'm sorry, secret siren, but I'm blocking out your calls. I've had my adventure, I don't need something new. I am afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the end.
So you got to picture the song you were just listening to with your pet by your side, and they're entering into the unknown wherever you take them, because that's what it's like for your pets, especially during this time of the year when the temperatures out there are so erratic that they think they're going to have a good time and that you're doing best for them. But little do they know what they're going to encounter. We've heard the stories of people and their pets going out on hikes, not taking enough water, and having enough water to go to point A, but not being able to make it back to point B. So, that's the unknown. It's not fair to your pet, and in the long run, it's not going to be fair to you if you don't do your homework before you actually do something. And that means make sure you have enough water. And bottom line, if it's that hot outside, it's not good for you and it's not good for your pet. Right, don't go. So if it's cool enough, yes. And, you know, it kills me every time I go out and I'm out and about and I see people walking their dogs in the mid part of the day when the temperature is like 100 degrees and the pavement is extremely, extremely hot. It makes me want to say, take your shoes off and see how far you can walk in your bare feet. Because that's what it's like for your dogs and even your cats that are out there on the pavement like that. Furthermore, too, with your cats, there's no reason for your cats to go outside. Your cats are fine on inside. I have my cats. They enjoy being inside. They play with each other. They have a good time. There's so many times I'm outside doing yard work or something, and I walk in and look at my cats, and I'm like, you're so lucky you're here inside in the air conditioning. But meanwhile, there's animals that are out there without air conditioning. So it's a tough world outside that front door, and it's even tougher for your pets as you enter the unknown with them.
And if I may add something in there?
Of course.
Even if you're going into an instance where you're going to a water source, make sure you always take a first aid kit because you never know what your dogs are stepping on. Make sure you take trash bags because you might be coming into a place where people were not respectful of Mother Nature and maybe, you know, didn't dispose of glass or cans or bottles. So pick up around you, even if the dirt bag before you didn't. And if they're drinking out of a water source, make sure that water source is clean enough for them so that they don't get bacterial infections from the water. So always bring enough clean water source. If you have a large enough animal, teach them to be able to carry their own water over a backpack, which you can train dogs to do that. But always have extra, an extra gallon of water to either, if you have to rinse your dog when they get out, and if you're in a lake source or an ocean source, make sure you bring them home and bathe them so that it doesn't affect their skin. But there's just so many things to think about when you go out. So be respectful of Mother Nature, be respectful of the dog, and set yourself up for success, not, tragedy.
Failure.
Yes.
And the thing is, too, that's a good point on bringing something like that. I mean, if you're going to do a hike or something, take a knapsack with you, a backpack or whatever, put it on your shoulder, and then fill it up with stuff like Jilly just said. But make sure you do have plenty of water. And you may want to also take like a small bottle of peroxide, something like that, in case you do get a cut or your animal gets a cut. Mm-hmm. At least this way you can clean it out. And you don't have to worry about some kind of bacterial and poisoning down the line. But,
correct.
You know, think before you do, because every day of our life is like walking out into the unknown, especially in this day and age, because you never know what you're going to encounter out there. From bad people to bad animals to, diseases and bacteriums that are out there. So, you want to be very, very careful.
And even vegetation, too, knowing your surroundings and what plants are poisonous and
right.
what aren't that are around there. Because dogs can walk through poison ivy and it doesn't bother them, but they're going to come home and if they jump on you, you'll get poison ivy.
The one thing good, too, about what you said, Jilly, if you're taking your dogs out and they're going to jump in a lake or something, Lord forbid
yes.
it's in Florida, because you don't know what's in that lake because there are
Lord.
Alligators. But, anywhere in the country, there could be poisonous snakes and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
Wherever you may go. But also, too, remember that if your dogs are in that lake and they're swimming, when you get them home, you may want to actually put some, bathe them, put a conditioning on their fur, on their skin, because sometimes, too, when they're out and about, it's going to dry them out.
Exactly.
And that's where you're going to have skin problems with your dogs. And even if you start to experience, like, a smelliness coming from their skin, a lot of times that you're not bathing them enough. But there are times that you'll smell that, and you're over-bathing them. So just, go by a pattern.
Well, and their breath will tell you a lot, too. I mean, yes, dogs can eat different, depending on which food you feed them.
I thought you were talking about me.
No, their breath can get odors.
I brush my teeth.
But it is so easy to get, different kinds of bacterial infections from just drinking dirty water.
Right. Yeah, especially if you
have... And that can make dogs really sick.
If you have problems with the gums or a bad mm-hmm. tooth, an abscessed tooth, the dog or the cat or whatever the animal may be has, that could cause a problem as well. Heart problems with animals happen a lot, not because as much of their heart, but it gets created because they have bad gums or infected gums. So you want to make sure that you're cleaning your pet's teeth and don't ever, ever, ever use human toothpaste. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with more of Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you've got a question, a comment, or a story at 818-818-6401. We want to hear from you. Don't forget, you can watch us on our new webcam, and it is at Talkin' Pets Radio. Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653, 855-322-GOLD, or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-973-5411. 800-973-5411.
sea creature washed up on a New Zealand beach this month, and officials are trying to determine if it's the world's rarest whale, the country's Department of Conservation announced. Someone contacted the department on July 4th and said the animal had washed up near Tierra Mouth. Experts believe the creature is a spade-toothed whale, an animal so rare that only 6 specimens have been studied by scientists. The animal, a male, measured roughly 16 feet. According to the department, scientists don't know much about spade-toothed whales. No live sightings of the species have been recorded, and the animal is classified as data deficient in the country's threat classification system. The species' first intact specimen was found when a mother and calf were stranded in the Bay of Plenty in 2010. There was another stranding in 2017 in Gisborne. If the animal that washed up recently is a spade-toothed whale, it would give them the opportunity to learn more. Spade-toothed whales are one of the most poorly known large mammalian species of modern times. Since the 1800s, only 6 samples have ever been documented worldwide, and all but one of those were from New Zealand. The department is working with a nearby group to decide on next steps for the whale. If it turns out to be a spade-toothed whale, this will make the first time scientists can dissect one. Genetic samples were sent to the University of Auckland. It could take weeks and months for experts to process the DNA and determine what species the animal belongs to. The species was first described in 1874 after someone found a lower jaw and 2 teeth in the Chatham Islands. Scientists were able to use this sample, as well as skeletal remains of 2 other specimens from Wakari and White Islands and Robinson Crusoe Island, to name the new species. The creature found in the Bay of Plenty and North Gisborne helped scientists confirm the first ever color pattern of the species. In addition to New Zealand, spade-toothed whales remains have also been found in Chile. The whale found on July 4th has been moved to cold storage to preserve the remains until the involved agencies decide what to do next. Figuring out the next steps may take longer since the whale is so rare, said Davies, the Department of Conservation's Coastal Otago Operations Manager. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
About going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around ya, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around ya. What more is ya looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better, don't want it's waiter, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day, until the sun they slave away. While me the golden fruit and the floating under the sea. Down here all the fish is happy, as off to the waves they roll.
The fish on the land ain't happy, they circle the Indo-Pole.
So Jilly, did you ever see a whale in person?
Oh yes, I've dove with many of them.
Have you?
Yeah, especially when I was up in New England working for the aquarium, and we'd go out because we had to catch our own species, not whales, for the aquarium, like dolphins and certain other, you know, aquatic animals around there that we could bring into our big aquarium. And we'd go out, you know, on certain days, and we'd be on big ships, and we'd all jump off. And I was hanging underneath a blue whale once, and a big old white shark came by, and it took me about 2 seconds to get back on the boat because that kind of terrified me. It was massive. I'd never seen a shark that big around a whale that big. So there's lots of interesting things that go on out there.
Oh, to say the least, actually.
You know, I've been diving since I was 12, so we all know how many decades that is.
I don't know if you heard that a path of a meteor that passed over New York City on Tuesday morning.
I did, yes.
Yeah, pretty wild, huh? Been updated by NASA. Awesome. Basically, the space agency now says the meteor originated over New York City and moved west into New Jersey. It also upgraded the speed of the meteor to 38,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, amazing.
That is fast. And yeah. and the thing about it too is that it broke through the atmosphere and everything, and people saw it. So it makes you wonder if something that of that size, which I guess it wasn't huge, but that can make it through the atmosphere and not burn up and so on and so forth. But what about a big one?
Yeah.
You know, the one that they say stopped the age of the dinosaur. That's pretty frightening.
There seems to be a lot more going on in our cosmos right now, too. We have a massive full moon coming up tomorrow. And it's very, very close to the Earth, and it's pulling in a lot of celestial things going on. So if you have a chance to see the moon tomorrow, it might look like bigger than anything you've ever seen. And that could have had a lot to do with the meteors coming through as well.
Well, I don't know. When she said see the moon, I just pictured, Devin, put your pants back up.
I'm on the shadow
cam. Mother Nature is an amazing creature, and if you think it's all not connected, you're crazy, because it's all connected.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is a interesting place. There's no doubt about it that this planet that we live on, and it's the only one we have right now, so we got to take care of it for sure.
Yes.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name what animal makes this sound, we have prizes for you. You can go with Lick and Lap, or you can go with the Purr Sticks from Vitacraft. You can also go with from Good Pets Foods. We have a triple play here, daily multivitamins, daily probiotic, and a hip and joint plus. These are supplement snacks for your dogs that you could try. We have dog books, cat books. I've got a harness for a 25-30 pound dog. I've also got a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets, a CD from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. It's a music reptile CD. And I do have a turtle pendant. So, identify what animal makes this sound.
Jeez.
That's a loud animal.
Wow.
What animal makes that sound? If you know what animal makes that sound, pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. I think we woke you up, so call. What animal is it? So what animal makes that sound? 818-818-6401. Jilly, do you have a thought?
A lot of things come to mind right now.
All right, I won't go down that road.
I'm just trying to maybe specify whether it's, you know, an online animal or an oceanographic species. So that could be taken either way.
I think the last part of it is like a dead giveaway.
It could also be the anger that I feel when you guys like start teasing me. So it could be anything.
Oh, you poor baby. It's all done out of love. You know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Johnny boy, I ask you where the hell
you. Hey, so give us a call. 818-818-6401. Name that animal.
Bless you, I feel your pain. You wanted to be seen, to be heard.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
Do your your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
In a coordinated effort, the Special Wildlife Investigations Unit, supported by Focused Conservation and the Wildlife Justice Commission, successfully conducted a joint operation resulting in the arrest of 4 suspects and the seizure of 525 kilograms of pangolin scales in Monrovia, Liberia, on July 10, 2024. This was comprised by officers from the Liberian National Police, Forestry Development Authority, and the Liberian Revenue Authority Customs Department, and is mentored in Liberia by Focused Conservation. The operation was initiated based on intelligence provided by the Wildlife Justice Commission as part of an ongoing investigation into the trafficking of pangolin scales from Africa to Asia. Intelligence analysis has identified links between one of the key Liberian suspects and the pangolin scale trafficking networks in Nigeria. The operation also underscores the successful cooperation between the Wildlife Justice Commission's Focus Conservation and all relevant mandated authorities and partners. This operation marks our first collaboration with the Liberia National Police and Focus Conversation, resulting in the arrest of significant African pangolin scale trafficking operations in Liberia. We look forward to further cooperating with the Focus Conservation and other linked-minded organizations to combat wildlife trafficking in Liberia and across African export hubs. The operation represents the largest reported seizure of pangolin scales in Liberia and follows other successful operations there, where over 1.4 tons of pangolin scales have been seized since the Special Wildlife Investigations Unit was formed in 2023. Pangolins are considered a delicacy in parts of Africa and Asia. They are highly prized for their meat and unique scales, particularly in China and Vietnam, where the scales are used in traditional medicine. All 8 pangolin species are protected under international law, and 3 species are listed as critically endangered. Current intelligence indicates a notable disruption among Vietnamese, Nigerian, and Mozambican criminal networks involved in wildlife trafficking. The trade, once seen as low risk, high reward, is increasingly perceived as high risk criminal activity. The Wildlife Justice Commission and Focused Conservation remain steadfast in their commitment to supporting law enforcement agencies worldwide in the ongoing efforts to disrupt and dismantle criminal networks involved in wildlife trafficking, ensuring the protection of vulnerable species from being driven to the brink of extinction. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
If you walk like this...
A group of 60 rare Siamese crocodiles have hatched in Cambodia, boasting hopes for one of the world's most endangered reptiles, according to conservationists. 5 Siamese crocodile nests were discovered in Cambodia's Cardamom National Park in mid-May, the country's Environment and Agriculture Ministry said in a joint statement. Now, the nest contained 106 eggs, of which 66 were fertilized. and a total of 60 Siamese crocodile eggs successfully hatched between June 27th and 30th. This discovery indicates that the area is a key habitat for natural crocodiles, providing hope for the reptile discovery and recovery. Researchers say there are approximately 1,000 Siamese crocodiles worldwide, including around 300 individuals in the wild in Cambodia. Their survival is threatened by poachers who supply eggs and adult reptiles to crocodile farms around the region, where their skins are turned into luxury belts, shoes, and handbags. Cambodian Environment Minister Aung San Suu Kyi said it was a source of pride that the country is home to some of the world's rarest species, pledging continued efforts to preserve biodiversity. Deforestation and poaching have devastated many species in Cambodia, one of Asia's poorest and most corrupt nations. In its haste to develop, the government has been criticized for allowing firms to clear hundreds of thousands of hectares of forest land, including in protected zones, for everything from rubber and sugar cane plantations to hydropower dams. The successful mass hatching shows the vital importance of protecting the Cardamom National Park, said Pablo Sinovis, country director of Fauna and Flora Cambodia program. With only a few hundred individuals estimated in the wild, the hatching of 60 new crocodiles is a tremendous boost. Now, Siamese crocodiles grow up to 3 meters in length, and the Mekong River basin and wetlands in Cambodia appear to hold the only remaining wild populations, according to conservation group WWF. They are listed as critically endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Reporting, I'm John Patch.
Can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while. Never run, walk away. Say good night, not good day. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile. You may very well be well bred, lots of etiquette in your head, but there's always some special case, time or place, to forget etiquette. For example, one positively must not wear a pleased expression on his countenance when confronted with that large lizard-like amphibian.
I don't know, crocodile, alligator, they're both the same to me. You know, too close is too close. 818-818-6401, that's the number to call up. If you know what the animal we were talking about, we want to know if you can identify this creature. What creature? You guys love that sound, don't you?
It's just...
It's the ending.
I don't know.
It sounds like, I mean, for starters, it sounds like, you know, a really angry baby donkey, but at the same time, it sounds like it could be some, like, weird bird, and then it sounds like it could be something aquatic as well. I mean, it's all over the place.
Well, I will tell you, it has four legs and big ears.
Well, then I think I was on the right path from the very first guess.
818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. You know, Julie, I want to ask you, actually, grooming your dog, I would imagine you do that quite a bit with Xerxes, your Rottweiler. But
yes,
more people need to actually take that practice up. Because what it does is it creates a bonding session, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, we had bath day yesterday because we had been working around the property, and he needed one and mommy needed one. So, you know, moral of that story is wash the dog first.
Actually, I talked to you in the shower today.
You did. So, I mean, he gets his bath, and then I can stick him out in a safe, fenced-in area outside. And then I got my shower, but then immediately I come out and I start brushing him and, you know, drying him, brush him out. He's minimal because he's a Rottweiler. You know, he's short-haired and he doesn't have all the different stuff that so many coiffed dogs have to have. But then this morning I woke up and the first thing I wanted to do when we got back from our hike was brush him again, because when you wash a dog, they'll fluff out a little bit and they start to release all that under dander if they have it, because some dogs are double coated. And just it's the best bonding experience just to sit there and just brush through them, you know. And then I take the hair and ball it up and then put it out on the side of my fence, and the birds come and use it to build their nests. So I'm kind of recycling.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah. And you can do that anywhere because there's birds everywhere. But it's fun. But, you know, within a couple of days, he doesn't shed anymore for, you know, like the next month. It's great. It helps keep your house cleaner. The more you brush your dog, the less you have to vacuum. And yeah, like you brush your hair every day, your animals need to be brushed, whether it's a cat or a dog, you know.
I don't have that much hair. Shut up over there, Devin. You got more hair on your face than I have on my head. Yep. So, but another thing, too, is mats. It actually is good that you constantly groom your pet, not only for a bonding session, but it alleviates the mats. Because once you start getting mats in your dog's hair or your cat's hair, it becomes just incredible to get them out. And it's also painful for the pet because it pulls on the skin.
Yes. Exactly. And if you live in a warmer climate, which you're, you know, more prone to fleas and things like that, you can buy specific combs that you can run through your pet, and that will help, you know, if there's anything, even though you're, if you're using a product to deter ticks and fleas, you still need to comb through their hair because you might pull off the ones that just, you know, jumped off the grass or fell out of a tree or did this and that if you're out on a walk. And then that brings less things into your house.
That animal sound is still out there. It's looking for an answer. 818-818-6401. I mean, you might want to agree with Jilly. I mean, she might have been right. I mean, but she might have been wrong. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone. Also, too, when you're washing your dog and grooming, make sure you put, like, cotton balls in their ears. It prevents actually water getting inside the ear and like damaging the eardrum or causing, you know what it's like when you get water in your own ear.
Yes.
It's like you seem like you can never get it out.
And if you start with your animals early too, you know, when they're puppies, if you start with them holding their paws in your hand because you're going to clip their nails and making them comfortable with that, it'll be easier as they get older. If you start when they're puppies cleaning their ears with Q-tips carefully or a cotton swab, you know, with some mineral oil on it, it'll be easier as they get older.
Oh, it definitely is.
You just can't, a dog turns 10 and you go, hey, I got to clean your ears. It doesn't work that way. You need to start everything when they're a puppy.
You know, it's like, because with Shadow, my cat, she's the same way. I started her young and now like I'll sit there and I'll say, come up, I'm going to trim your nails. And she actually jumps up and I show her the nail clipper and she lets me, no problem at all, trim her nails. Now I haven't trimmed too short. And you don't want to do that because then you're going to have an issue. And I dread that day if I cut too short and she doesn't like it.
I have a tip for that. If your animal is relaxed enough to do it, like I do this with my larger dogs, is I kind of treat them like a horse where you would stand and pull it the foot between your leg. You can see the quick. And you can just snip, 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 snip. And then their face is behind you. So if anybody's going to bite, they're going to bite your derriere. They're not going to bite your face. So kind of treat it like a horse and pull the foot back up and you can see the quick and just snap, snap, snap across. It's very simple to do. And if you get them wet first, it's easier to cut the clip.
I always make sure, too, that I just do the tips. So this way I know I'm not, especially if you have a dark nail and you can't tell. But we'll be right back. You're listening to Talking Pets. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Name that animal sound. 818-818-6401. They like to hang out with horses. 818-818-6401. This is Talking Pets.
Just call me. Maybe it's late, you can call me. Tell me and I'll be around.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24/7, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of Rain.
Dog breeder in Wake County, North Carolina, who left a litter of puppies inside of a parked car on a hot day, is facing animal cruelty charges. 36-year-old Whitney Johnson left 7 French bulldog puppies in her vehicle while she went out to eat. Tragic. It was 100 degrees on the day the 6-week-old puppies were left in the car. The puppies were left in the back seat of the car, Police Chief Jason Armstrong said. We learned from the witnesses that the puppies had been left inside of the vehicle for 30 to 45 minutes. There were 7 puppies inside, almost like a kiddie pool, and a cover that put it on top. One of the distressed puppies was euthanized after failing to respond to treatment. Johnson claims she is not an animal abuser and that she takes very good care of her animals. The surviving puppies were taken to an area animal shelter for care. Johnson is trying to regain custody of the puppies, who are being held as the case is being investigated. Johnson is facing 7 misdemeanor animal cruelty charges. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. Reporting, I'm Devin Leach.
Go with like that, what that woman did. That woman's butt deserves to be in jail.
Exactly. And not to be able to breed and sell puppies ever again, because she shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Is it John Denver?
It is John Denver.
It's John Denver.
I looked like John Denver when I was a kid. I had that like bleach blonde hair, long hair. Not like now. Gray and balding. Part of getting old. Anyway. So, again, we can't say it enough. We are experiencing, whether you want to believe it or not, climate change. And those temperatures are hot, hot, hot. So, leave your pets at home. No reason to take them with you in the car. You know, there's a story that we didn't get to, and I did want to mention. But besides that, come on, people, you know what that is. Call 818-818-6401. They're great companions to horses. Now, that's a giveaway. 818-818-6401. Call and you win a prize. But I did want to mention, on Sunday, dog racing came to an end in Mexico. So, maybe a little background music, Devin, would be like...
Was that the last place that was still holding them?
That was actually in Mexico, yeah. So it's like the... basically what it is it ended. So the final race took place at Agua Caliente in Tijuana. Okay. So now 150 greyhounds are in need of new homes.
Which are amazing dogs.
Yes. On Friday, the Greyhound Adoption Center wrote of the work being done to get the dogs to adoption groups. Now, local California Greyhound groups are working together along the track in the National Greyhound Association to get the Greyhounds out and into adoption groups. All of us have one goal, the welfare of the Greyhounds. The Greyhounds come first. Everything is and will be done to make sure the hounds in Mexico will be cared for until the last Greyhound leaves the track.
Yay.
So, if you believe that you can help or foster a greyhound or adopt a greyhound, now is the time to reach out. So you can contact the groups involved, Fast Friends. You can call Joyce at 562-294-3519 or email her at gpa.ocgla@verizon.net. You can also contact Grey Save. That's another organization. Operation Greyhound is another one. And also there's North California Greyhound Friends for Life. Talk to Barbara there at 510-506-6225. You can find out more information. Either you can read this story at talkinpets.com, no G in the talking, or go to animalvictory.org, and they've got information on there as well. And adopt a greyhound. They're great dogs. My friend Roger Karras, when he was alive, he had them, and he would be laying on the couch with them, and they would just lay there the whole time. But
they don't need a lot of exercise at all. Just because they race doesn't mean that they would rather be your couch potato than anything.
Keep them on a lead when you go outside, because if that greyhound sees a bunny, yeah, you're being dragged for miles. Just kidding. They do actually, they will run after it. So, yeah, there we go. Make a greyhound happy.
By the way, because I'm happy. Club alone,
you will be dancing and singing this song if you adopt one of those greyhounds. Check it out, animalvictory.org or talkinpets.com, and go to the news section and you'll see the story. Please bring a greyhound dog home. And like Jilly said, and they are great dogs.
Yes, they are.
So Jilly, what do you think this is?
It's what I used to use in Florida to keep the bobcats away from my horses. It's a donkey.
The donkey is an offspring of a male donkey called a Jack and a female donkey called a Jenny. Yes. So, did you know that a mule is different than a donkey?
Mules can't breed. They're not breedable.
The mule is an offspring of a male donkey called the Jack, which is the same, but of a female horse known as a mare. And a hinny is the offspring of a male horse, a stallion, and a female donkey known as a Jenny.
Yes.
So, the donkey is a domesticated equine. It derives from the African wild ass. You've seen a lot of those around, haven't you?
I have dated several.
I'm sure. Equus africanus. And may be classified either as a subspecies thereof, the donkey.
They're awesome.
That was the answer. Speeds of 15 miles per hour. Lifespan of 27 to 40 years. Gestation period, 11 to 14 months. The donkey.
And great property protectors. They're great for your property if you own wildlife.
I think they're cool.
They're
don't
awesome.
Have one, won't get one,
and
but
they're not
still
large
cool.
either. They're easy to take care of because they're not large.
Well, we got to say goodbye for now. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets from myself, John Patch.
And Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Devin Leach.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.
I don't want to see you out that door, baby. Bye-bye-bye. Bye. I don't want to be a fool for you.
Expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.